Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 770. The topic is mindset and the title is Motivation Quotes. Recently, I'd started kind of sending daily text messages to my clients, my in-person online clients that have easy access to text message, meaning like some of my clients I work with overseas in other countries, the text messaging is a little crazy, like fees and whatnot. So this would be more so the United States clients, which just remind me as I was kind of making this podcast that I need to still be sending those other clients these messages, maybe even through email. So I'll have to set this up for them as well. But the idea that I wanted to go through this is the information that we need to live a healthy, happy life is available to us. I've made 770 podcasts about it. And it's sometimes the information that we need, but sometimes there's other factors that are the issues that are holding us back. So we've talked about in past podcasts about the acronym of MIA. Are we missing motivation? Are we missing information? Are we missing accountability? And one of the things that's very common is we all want to improve our life, or at least we say we do. And I'll skip some of these deeper details of that. But often we just get so worn out, so tired of dealing with all of our regular kind of bullshit that we got to deal with every day, the normal craziness, that we just feel tired, worn out, and we're just at our end, and there's not much left of us to take those extra actions that help develop us to a better life. We've talked about ways to combat this. One of the ways is do the things that lead you to a better life first. Do them first in the day. Get your ass up early, get to work, start crossing off your to-dos every day that move you forward before you get to the end of the day and you're worn out and tired. So don't give what's left of you to your future. Give the best of you to your future and then what's left of you to today. You'll still manage to get through today. You will, I promise, because the severity, that's not even really the word, like the urgency, the pressure that we have of today is today. So we tend to be able to dig deeper when we're tired to handle things that feel more urgent, right? Well, our future doesn't feel as urgent. So if I take care of today first, then when I'm left with fumes, I have a hard time getting myself to do the things that lead for my tomorrow because tomorrow can be taken care of tomorrow. But if we crush the stuff for tomorrow first, then when we are running low on energy but there's still stuff for today, it feels more urgent, we'll find a way to use the energy we have left to address what we need to still get the today stuff done, even when we feel tired because the urgency of it being today. Today's stuff needs to be taken care of today. It can't be done tomorrow. So we tend to find a better use of our energy. So that's a quick little tip. But what I wanted to really look at today was the idea of like motivation, in the sense that we don't ever get the drive and excitement to pursue our goals and dreams and have it just be a consistent thing that is the same every day. So every day doesn't feel as exciting as the first day that you go towards your goals and dreams. We know this. We all know that we've set goals in the past. We maybe do relatively well initially, but then they kind of fade away once we get kind of back into our normal routine, still trying to fit in those extra things. So motivation is something that we all struggle with, but yet motivation is still something that people haven't accepted is a thing that needs to be refreshed every day. So that's why I wanted to start sending the text messages, was to do that for my clients. My clients, when they don't feel motivated, they're not going to feel motivated to go look up motivational quotes. When I'm lacking motivation, I'm not going to then take the time and effort to Google search quotes. And I laughed about this with a consultation I had earlier today, a Zoom consultation with one of my clients. And we were talking how if something is supposed to motivate you, it needs to be the easiest access possible. That's why I was wanting to do text messages. If it's an email, people aren't likely to open up the email as much. They might not even have email notifications on their phone, but almost everybody has text message notifications on their phone. And often with most smartphones, when you see that you got a text message, there's like a way to kind of drag open the screen to read the message without having to even actually open up the app to actually open the link and read a message. So my goal was, is when we struggle with motivation, any obstacle to obtain motivational content, any degree of effort between what we are now and that motivational content is a barrier towards the access to that content, the barrier towards that content actually working. Meaning, if I told you I'm going to send you something every day that's going to motivate you, but you have to take 5 steps to be able to access it, you're not going to take those 5 steps on days you don't feel motivated, right? So the idea of the text messages was, let's help you out. Let's make it as easy as possible. Try to really do our best so that way the motivational intent behind the quotes actually is practical and useful. So we all know, like, for example, you can buy motivational books. You have to read the damn book to get the motivation out of it. You can get a motivational daily calendar, but you have to flip the damn thing to get the next day's motivation. I can't tell you how many people will have a motivational calendar, and sitting here in October 29th, the last open page on that calendar is probably March something, okay? That's just the way it works. When we don't feel motivated, we don't do the things that motivate us. That's a horrible kind of cycle, but that's the way it works. When we don't feel motivated, we don't do things that motivate us. So, I wanted to talk about the last 3 quotes that I sent because I thought it would just make good content for a podcast. And it has, like, good lessons learned for life that hopefully the listeners will find beneficial. It's things that I've found beneficial in my life that have helped me live a better life. And it's helped, you know, the thousands of clients I've worked with, and literally thousands. So I've counted. I've been a personal trainer for 18 years. I've worked with over 2,000 people. I taught at the university for 7.5 years and had over 500 students. And I can tell you that everyone struggles with motivation. But there are universal lessons that the harder we, like, the more we pay attention to them, the more we pay attention to including them in our daily thinking, our daily lives, the more benefit we get from them. So you're always going to have up and down days. To assume that you're going to have everything perfect in your schedule or perfect in your mindset and then it's not going to change is stupid. However old you are, for every year of you've been alive, there has been something that has shown you that the normal doesn't stay. So you can set the perfect daily schedule. That, it's great to have that as an idea. It's great to have that as an outline. It's great to have that as something that you always steer back towards. But if you get frustrated and shut down every time it veers away from that, oh my God, you have a horrible mindset towards that. You cannot create the perfect schedule and expect the world and everyone in it to follow your schedule. Not going to happen. It's good to have a schedule. That way, no matter what happens, you can veer back towards a path that you know is best for you. So I'm not saying don't make one. But what I am saying is don't expect the world to follow it. Try your best to use it as a guide, but it will not be a literal way in which your day will go every day. So some of my people who are like type A OCDs, they get shut down whenever their normal routine. They'll come in and maybe the normal squat rack that they use is busy. And I've literally had clients leave the gym or they get frustrated and they don't do what they're supposed to do because the one squat rack that they wanted was busy. We have 4 available squat racks, actually 5 because we have one that you can take outside, and it's only a 3,000 square foot gym. We have more squat racks in a 3,000 square foot gym with a 100 member cap than the 4 to 5 other gyms in my local town that have 5,000 or 10,000 plus members. We have more squat racks than they do. That's because we have badass people who like to do free weight movements and they understand a lot of things. And a lot of our people are, like, you know, educated in training. We have a lot of beginners, but a lot of people are educated. So it's fun to have great equipment that they need. But if you get so OCD that your one rack is taken and that throws off your day, holy shit, you've got to open yourself up. You've got to be willing to work more with changes and variabilities in life. Okay? So enough of me ranting. Let's get into these 3 quotes for the day. So the first quote we have is, our greatest fear should not be of failure, but of succeeding in life at things that don't truly matter. This is from Francis Chan. So again, the quote is, our greatest fear should not be of failure, but of succeeding in life at things that don't truly matter. That is powerful. Very powerful to me. Because every day we battle what's urgent versus what's important. We battle what takes care of today versus what invests into my tomorrow. Overwhelmingly, life keeps us busy with the things that don't move us forward. So I'm listening to a podcast series. I just got done listening to the podcast series. And it was by Joyce Meyer. And that is, she had a podcast series that was titled Busy for Nothing. And it's a religious-based podcast, but it's a good theme for anybody. You don't even have to be religious to understand that concept. Is very helpful, is she was talking about just busy for nothing and ways in which we can live a highly productive life even in a busy world. And one of the main aspects of that is to understand what moves us forward versus what just puts a Band-Aid on the day and gets us through today. We've talked about this a lot. But I like retouching these things because they're things that we always have to refresh and redo and renew. I always have to kind of look through my schedule and say, okay, am I still moving forward towards the direction I want to take my business? Am I still moving forward towards the direction I want to take my relationships? So it's very often in relationships that you will have kind of like something that you wanted to do that would improve the relationship and kind of give it more attention. You start doing that, it becomes the new norm. But then nothing moves forward from there. There's never a next progression. So that's something I've always been trying my best to be mindful of because I see it so often in clients. Is like, for example, like Meredith, my fiance, and I, we've read the book, The Five Love Languages, and we've taken the test so that way each of us know the way in which we each like to feel loved, like the ways in which the other person can give effort into our life and have it received as love. So, for example, I'm not really big into gifts. I don't like getting gifts. They make me feel awkward. I feel like I'm obligated to use them or to like them or to give something in return. That's my own bullshit. Mentally, I should just accept gifts and say thank you and be fine with it. So I'm working on that. But what really makes me feel loved is kindness, words of affection, which is one of the love languages. I like hearing nice things about myself. And that can maybe sound, I don't know what that sounds like. Maybe it sounds conceited, but I have learned early in my life that one of the ways that I motivated myself when I was younger, and this was not healthy, was to basically remind myself how much of a lazy piece of crap I can be. So I always would kind of push myself through negativity when I was younger. And I had to learn how to reverse that. But it also did leave kind of this feeling in me that if somebody gives me a compliment, it kind of feels odd. I usually kind of dismiss it or be like, eh, you know, whatever, blah, 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 you know. But it feels good to still hear them because it's something that kind of breaks down our walls and allows us to feel loved, allows us to love ourselves. So words of affection is something that it does make me feel good to know that someone I love thinks positively of me. So that's one of the ways in which I feel loved. One of the ways in which Meredith feels loved is through acts of service. If somebody does something for her that she didn't have to schedule, she didn't have to manage, she didn't have to ask for, she didn't have to do all the damn groundwork to get it all laid out. And I'm sure all the women are probably nodding their head going, yeah, yeah, yeah. But if I can do something for her that shows her that she was on my mind and that she's important to me. So I dedicated time and resources, which includes time, but even energy, mindfulness, maybe it was financial, but usually it has nothing to do with money. It's just I thought of her and took an action to take care of her. To her, that makes her feel loved. Now, I have one of my daily goals every day is to do an act of service for Meredith. And one of the things I've had to catch myself doing was whatever I do today, if it becomes a normal, it kind of loses its sensation of feeling like an act of service of love. It just kind of feels like the everyday routine. So I've had to kind of find new ways to renew what ways in which I can provide acts of service. This is not because she's demanding, she's needing, she doesn't ask any of this stuff. I just want to be the best teammate in life, best spouse, best friend that I can be. So I want to always refresh her belief in how much I love her. So that's something I do often. And one of the ways, the reason why I bring this up, is a lot of the busyness of life, the everyday needs for business, for personal life, for just running errands and all the other bullcrap in life, can overwhelm the day to where by the end of the day, if I weren't doing my daily reminders, my daily goals as a thing that I normally check off every day, you would very easily get to the end of the day and say, oh shit, I forgot to do that. I forgot to do an act of service for her. So by me being mindful every day and having the check sheet that I have on the home screen of my phone of my 13 daily goals, I have that every day. I look at it every day. I go through it every day. I'm very purposeful in trying to make sure that what's important to me gets my attention over what feels urgent on a day-to-day basis. That's what I would urge you to do. Again, if we look at the quote, our greatest fear should not be of failure, but of succeeding in life at things that don't truly matter. If I'm able to do the dishes every day and do the laundry every day, and let's just think of it as just general upkeep of the house. If I'm just doing that because that's, you know, what needs done, that doesn't build my tomorrow. It can give me peace of mind. It can make, you know, the family feel loved. It can make the household go better. But it doesn't necessarily build my tomorrow. What am I doing that's going to build my tomorrow? So that's something that's urgent. That's something that does need attention. I'm not saying don't do your laundry and don't clean your house. But what I am saying is that you still need to also make time and energy and effort and resources for other things, the things that move you forward in life, the things that build your relationships, the big things that build your finances, things that build your health. So if I spent all day cleaning up the house, but I didn't maybe exercise, or I skipped my meals in order to be able to do that, that's not intelligent. I traded one positive for one negative. I didn't move forward in life. I succeeded at cleaning the house, but I failed at cleaning my body and taking care of myself. So we have to make sure not only that we succeed in things that don't matter, but that we succeed in all the things that do matter. So that's what I liked. So to wrap that quote up, again, our quote is, our greatest fear should not be of failure, but of succeeding in life at things that don't truly matter. So for the clients, I wrote, today, don't get lost in the urgent, forgetting what matters most. Keep your eyes on your highest priorities. Okay? Now, let's move into quote number two. I'm already getting pretty yappy, so this is already kind of a long podcast. But quote number two is, many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. And this is from Thomas Edison. So I'm going to say it again. Many of life's failures are people who did not realize how close they were to success when they gave up. What I followed up with the clients is, no matter how far from success you are, stopping won't get you any closer. Step by step, moment by moment, keep moving forward. No matter how much of a lost cause you think you are, no matter how strenuous you think the journey might be, no matter how many obstacles you see, no matter how much it doesn't seem possible, recognize that not trying will ensure that it's impossible, will ensure that those obstacles win, will ensure that you never reach that goal. Not trying doesn't move you forward. Maybe you try. You try your best damn effort and you only move an inch. You're an inch closer. Put your best effort again. Maybe you move another inch. Put your best effort in again. You move another inch. That's how you get there. Inch by inch, moment by moment. stopping doesn't get you any closer. You may be one effort away from a breakthrough. You might be right on the cusp of what you need. And if you stop, you'll never know. You'll never know how close you were to success by stopping. Just try once more, and then once more, and then once more. Every day, put a little bit of an investment in, and day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year, you will get closer and closer and closer. We've all had something in our life that we've worked at for a long time. It may not be where we want it, but it's a lot better than where it was. For me, I've had my body. I've changed my physical self in the last 20 years of lifting weights. I've doubled how strong I was after 2 years of lifting when I was 18 years old. I can squat, bench, and deadlift twice as much weight for one rep maxes as I could at 18, and I'm 36. I added 120 pounds of body weight to my body, and I'm actually leaner. I went from 165 to 285, and I'm leaner at 285. I've had this business now for 10 years, coming up on 10 years in February. And it's grown. It started for me working psychotic hours, $20 an hour personal training sessions, which was insane, but it got people through the door. It kept me busy. I was training 50 hours a week. It worked. It got me going. It got me started. I then was able to pull back and take better care of my health. I was then better able to kind of change what clients I accepted. And I got to choose my clientele rather than having to just take anyone that came through the door. I then got to the point where I could create my own schedule. I work whatever hours I want to work. I'm very, very fortunate, very blessed, and very grateful for that. So I don't take that for granted. But I get to work whatever hours I want, which is pretty damn awesome. And it's a blessing. But it took 10 years to be able to get here. It took many years of working 60, 70, 80 hours a week, sleeping on the floor in my office for multiple days in a row, never even going home for a couple days in a row. It took that to get where I am now. But where I am now, I'm pretty damn happy I put those efforts in. I don't know if I'd want to do it again, but I'm happy. So I've seen how small incremental efforts, day by day by day by day, added up over years, can make monumentous differences. So please don't give up. You'll never realize how close you are to success until you keep taking those next couple steps and see the progress that you've made. Okay? Now, the last quote I'm going to leave you with is, be patient with yourself. Self-growth is tender. It's holy ground. There's no greater investment. This is written by Stephen Covey. Again, the quote is, be patient with yourself. Self-growth is tender. It's holy ground. There's no greater investment. To my clients, I added, no matter what struggles you face, the effort needed to overcome them will always be worth the return. Investing in yourself always produces great returns. And what this means is that you are worth it. Be kind to yourself, work with yourself. Okay? So we have a past podcast that I think would be helpful to listen to, in addition to this quote, is to work with yourself. And this would be podcast number 279. Titled Work With Yourself. And what this means is you have flaws. You have things that you know you struggle with. Stop trying to be perfect. Just trying to progress. Trying to be perfect and always butting your head against your known weaknesses isn't going to move you forward. Very rarely does that ever work. So instead, know what your weaknesses are and work with them. In the podcast, we give examples about what that means. So that's podcast 279. If you can't find the direct link, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. I'll send you the direct link. But don't try to be perfect. Don't try to eliminate all of your flaws at one time. Work with what you know is within your capabilities. Increase small at first. Increase slow. Just make progress. Get the ball rolling. Be kind to yourself and give yourself an easy start. Get some momentum. Get some motivation. Get some proof that you can make a difference. Okay? You'll be amazed what you can accomplish if you let yourself start with kindness first. So be patient with yourself. Self-growth is tender. It's holy ground. There's no greater investment. Thank you for investing in yourself by listening to this podcast. This is time that I hope benefits your life, and I think it does. And I applaud you for taking that time. Thank you for taking the time for yourself. And I know it'll pay off. So congratulations for doing it. Okay? So hopefully this podcast was helpful. I thought it would just be an interesting kind of concept to just go through some of those daily quotes that I've been sending my clients. So thank you for listening, and I do hope that they've helped. If you need anything at all, just please always reach out to us. Our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you're struggling with motivation, if you're struggling with information, if you're struggling with accountability, we can help with those things. Just let us know. So we're offering right now a free consultation. You call us. It can be anonymous. You just tell us what you're struggling with. We tell you how to fix it. We record it so other people can learn from it. If you'd like to participate in that, just email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. We'll set it up and we'll help you out. Okay. Other than that, you can check out our website, www.brutalirongym.com, for other types of services and options. And if you think this podcast is helpful, make sure you share it. The more people we share the podcast with, the more people we can share healthy and happy information to, the more people can live healthy and happy lives. So it makes pretty good sense. You can share it in an email, conversation, text message, however you want. Just the more you share it, the more people it helps. Thank you. Also, if you like this information, you can find more from us on our social media channels of Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. And if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd always love to hear from you. The podcast is for you. So we want to know what you want to learn about. You can tell us at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.